The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus summoned the 12, and he gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money. And let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. And they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. We're dealing today with Luke's remembrance of Jesus sending out the 12, the first sending in the Gospel of Luke. Keep in mind that when Luke is shaping this Gospel, he shapes it into the awareness of the present moment, and therefore it's colored and shaped according to the awareness, the consciousness of the moment, the historic time in which Luke shapes this remembrance of Jesus sending out the 12 on their mission to preach the kingdom of God and to heal. The important thing to remember here is that the only apostle who is authentic is the one sent in the name of Jesus Christ. For the one sent in the name of Christ is the only one that can preach in the power of Jesus Christ. The only one that can heal, heals in the name of Jesus Christ. Now that's important to keep in mind. It took me some time to come to this awareness myself, that when I come to Holy Family 36 years ago, I wasn't sent by the bishop. I know that's approximate understanding. I was sent in the power of Jesus Christ to preach in the name of Jesus Christ and to touch people in healing, not my healing, not the church's healing, but the healing of the power of Jesus Christ. It's the forgiveness of Christ that is shared. It's the understanding of the patience of Christ. It's the welcoming of Christ. It's not the welcoming of the church. It's not the rules of the church. It's the rules of Jesus Christ. The church merely expresses the power of Jesus Christ. That's the important thing to remember about this discipleship becoming apostles. They are sent now. They were disciples, bonded to Jesus Christ, and then knowing Jesus Christ, attached to Jesus Christ, he will now send them. However, their mission will not become complete until they have suffered, until they have seen Jesus Christ suffer, offer his life, die on the cross, and rise from the dead, and the Holy Spirit will come upon them. And then they are complete and fulfilled in the mission of apostleship. But now we have this first sending here. The important thing is, if we are going to, each one of us, to live out the gospel of Jesus Christ today, if we're going to make this day holy in the name of Christ, we have to be conscious of the fact that whatever we do and to whomever we are sent in the power of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we will experience rejection, misunderstanding. That's all involved in the fact that Jesus Christ sends us. And he doesn't, it isn't just, he sends them with particular instructions. He sends them with this very graphic statement of take no money bag with you, no purse, no second tunic. All of that is meant to say, rely on the power of Jesus Christ, not on the things of the world. You're not going to rely on the sustenance the world can give you. You will rely on what Jesus Christ can give you in your empowerment as an apostle sent to proclaim the good news and to heal in the name of Jesus. Keep this in mind now today as we all journey through our day. This consciousness that wherever I go today and to whomever I am sent in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the teaching of the Word of God here today. Amen. Let us pause now for a moment of prayer.